the Sefer, since we learned in the Sefer, the Yimshochatu, let's say this person went and checked to the Kvi, ain't Mechasin as Domain. You're not allowed to be Mechasin Adam. That's what it says. Mechlau then, the ratio of this Liakinen. Hey, the Sefer says, if you made the Shchit, ain't Mechasin. Rashi, let me tell you the claim. This claim ain't Shechtin the ratio of Shchit, the Kamrit. That's what you're telling me. Don't say Mishum Kibbut Yomtif. El Sefer, the Tony, ain't Mechasin. The Sefer says, you're not allowed to be Mechasin. Now, either less lay, Chod the Mahani Lechasois, Mayas Lachminen. Like, why does the Christ the Chazar over it again to say at the end that even if you made the Shchit, ain't Mechasin? Like, Shchit, you can't do it. If you don't have anything there to do it, Shchit, you're not allowed to do it. So Vishlemi answered me, the Reish is telling me the Chiddush, that even Machma Sofik, you can't make the Shchita. But why does the Sefer have to say, V'yim Shochatu, if you did do the Shchita on the Kvi, still ain't Mechasin? So Mechlal Tzurai Lechura, V'diyisle Yaskini, we're talking about, yes, you do have. So if you do have, the question is then, how come a Kvi, why can't you make a Shchita then? If you have something that you could make a Kisa with, it's not Muksam, then it's a question. Why can't you make a Shchita on this Kvi, on the Suffolk animal? What's the question? Maybe there's a mitzvah Kisa, maybe there's not a mitzvah. Take the dirt, it's not Muksam, cover it up anyway. So what kind of case are we talking about? This Braisa that says, on a Suffolk Kvi, even though you have dirt, you're not allowed to use it. So Gemara is like this, Elo Amar Rava. I tell you a svara, Eifakira Muchin Levadai V'ein Muchin Lesofik. Eifakira, that's what we say, if you have ashes in the oven. So from before Yomtiv, you had a mind to use it. A person only has a mind to use it for something that I'm Vadai 100% allowed to use for. If it's 100% purpose, for that I have das to use it. Of the V'ein Muchin Lesofik, something that's doubtful if it's to be used or not, a person does not have das to use it. Rashi Muchin Levadai V'muchin Lesofik. Because Taka that Hoka Kama. Afgav the Dait Lechomili, even though a person thinks about everything, Hach Nesosu Mielis. Even though when a person brings the dirt into his house, he has the mind to use it for anything, of the Havimina is Levadai, it only helps for something that has 100% use. The Eina Mielis Lesofik. But it does not help for a Sofik for doubtful use. That's the Havimina. So Mora says, My timer, Lloyd the Covid, Lesofik my time. Why isn't the mukhin for Sofik? Lesofik my time alloy. How come you can't use this Eifakira, the ashes, to cover up the dam of a tree, of a Sofik animal, Sofik Chaya, to cover Guma? You have to tell me there's some Isser involved right now, that by digging out the ashes, you're making a hole. So tomorrow, if that's the case here, so then Vadeh Namikra of it Guma. Vadeh is also making a Guma. Like, Monashach, what are you talking about? Or Lab Davka Eshes here, even Rabbi Yehuda's case, where you brought the dirt into the house from before Yomtiv. But if you're going to tell me now there's some type of an Isser involved, that by taking out the dirt, you're making a hole there, some type of a binyan, so even the Vadeh should also be Yasser. Elo, what do you have to say? Like we learned before, Kid the Rabbi Abba, that there's no Isser about taking out the dirt, even though you're making a hole. Because since you don't have in mind to use the hole, there's no Isser the Raisa, some Locha Shen Trich Lagufa, it's only Yasser with the Rabbonin. And Mishum Simchas Yomtov, the Rabbanu Amayda. So I'll tell you, Hochi Nami, Kdur Ababa, the same thing here also. So if so, El Asafik my Taima, why can't you use a Asafik then? Like, it's a question. This Afer, or this dirt you brought into your house, you brought it in for all purposes. So the Havamina is, you brought it in for every purpose. So that it's not Muksa. So if it's not Muksa, why can't you use it by a Asafik? Why if you have a Asafik Kfi, a Kfi, that's doubtful if it's a Chai or a Noif, why is Allah you can't make a shita to make a kisui? Like there's no muksa involved. You brought this dirt in to be used. Why can't it be used for a sofik? So you have to say, my timer, dilma of the katisha. We're afraid maybe this dirt you're going to come and chop it up and you grind it, there'll be a malacha like teichin. Fred Gemara, if you're sofi, you have a doubt about that, about this malacha, then vade namenigzer. Even though it's a vadai, let's say you have 100% chicken here, and there's a mitzvah kisui, it should also be yosef to use this dirt. Let's make a zera. Maybe you'll have to chop up the dirt to grind it up, and there'll be the yisad rice of ketisha. So Marit says no. Vadai nami is mishum ketisha. Mar vadai, if you have a chicken or a vadai chaya, that there is a mitzvah essay of kisadam, then we don't make any zeras. Even if you do a malacha the rice of ketisha of grinding up this dirt, still it's mutter. Why? Ki ka'ovet ketisha. Even if the person now has to take this dirt and has to grind it up, chop it up, little bit into smaller particles, smaller pieces. So you're doing a malach of teichin, of grinding, still it's mutter. Why? I tell you, osi esay v'dochi es leisasei. There's a mitzvah esay involved. What are you chopping up this dirt for? Because you want to do the mitzvah esay of kis yadam. So since you're having in mind now to do the mitzvah esay, the klal is esay is lech leisasei. So therefore, true, you're allowed to do the melacha on Yom Tov, even though you're doing a melacha of teichin, grinding up the dirt. It's mutim mishum the mitzvah esay. Mashenka, this would be very good a sofik though. We only have a kfi, this animal that's doubtful to us, whether it's a chayo or a behemoth, then there's no 100% mitzvah to make the kisya dam. It's only a suffix if there's a mitzvah altogether. So then you don't say yes to decholos to say. You can't say you have a right to make the ktisha grinding up the dirt, because grinding up the dirt is a vadai yisra deraisa. And the mitzvah kisya is only a suffix, that's why you're not allowed to do it. So this would be a terrorist now. We're talking about the dirt you brought in, Taklat Yev Yehuda, the dirt is not muksa. Now the reason why you say we can't use this dirt to cover up the kfi, because we have a gzeira, maybe you come to crush up the dirt, which would be an issue deraisa, and that's also, mashekin on a vadai, you're allowed to do it because there's no, you would say esa decholoysa say. So Mar says, no, you can't say as a cloud of esa decholoysa say over here. Hey, Madi Amrinan, when do I say this cloud? Of osi esa vadechias loysa say, that the Torah says you're allowed to do the loysa say. Since you're going to be mekana mitzvah sasei, could go in milah v'tzaras. Only in the case that if the tinnik, the zocher, has on his mokum orla, he has a tzaras. Now the mitzvah tzaras is, the Torah says, is alive, you're not allowed to cut off the tzaras off your body. You're not allowed to cut off a tzaras. Here that the tzaras is on the mokum amila, there's a mitzvah sasei to cut off the orla. So what do you do here? If you cut off the orla, do the mitzvah sasei, you're being over lois sasei. So then we say the klal is, esay is decholoi sasei, yes. You're allowed to cut off the orla, because you're doing a mitzvah sasei, even though you're also doing a lois sasei. That's the klal of esay decholoi sasei. Inami, another case is sadimatitis. In the case we have your beged shell tzitzis, you want to put tzitzis on a beged that has klayim. You have klayim on the beged. The beged, let's say, is made out of linen. And now the tzitzis is made out of wool. So linen, pishtim, and semer is klayim. So here you're allowed to wear such a beged. Midiraisa, we hold you're allowed to wear a beged, even though the beged is made from linen, and the tzitzis is made out of wool. You're doing over a lav of klayim. But so what? Since at the time you're doing the mitzvah sasei of tzitzis, we say esa decholoi sasei. Now what's special about these two cases? The beidna, the korneka lav, the same time when you're being over the lav, when you're wearing the klayim, or when you're cutting off the tzaras, called mukim liyesei. At that same second, you're being mekayim the mitzvah say of mila, or the mitzvah say of levisha tzitzis. Then we say esa decholoi sasei. Abahocha, what are we talking about here? Beidna the korneka lav, at the time when you're taking this dirt and chopping it up to make it into small particles, loy mukim esei. You're not being mekayim any mitzvah say. The asay first comes later. After you chop up the dirt, then you throw the dirt onto the blood to do the mitzvah say, that comes later. So when the essay comes after the love, then we do not say the klal of etzah decholoi sasei. So then what's the kashya then? You can't say we have a gzeira, maybe you come to do an issa deraisa of ktisha, of grinding up the dirt, because that even a vadai should also be yosur. How could you make a kisa in a vadai animal, on a vadai chay, a vadai chicken, why isn't there a gzeira, maybe do the malach of ktisha? And you can't say etzah decholoi sasei. Samara says, hold like kasha, that alone won't be such kasha. I'll tell you, the bahadir de kotish komachse. Maybe the person's talking about that he's mamish grinding up the dirt the same second he's throwing it on the blood. So that's called bidna. That's called the same second. In other words, while I'm throwing the dirt down on the floor to cover the blood, that's when I'm grinding it. So maybe that's also called bidna. So maybe I could say esadecholoi to say. But still the Gemara says it's no good. The safe site, anyway, yomtif esay veloysa say. Every malacha on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah asay of shvisa to rest on Yom Tov, as the mitzvah asay not to do malacha, and there's also a loisa asay not to do malacha on Yom Tov. And the klal is, v'yeinesay doichi es loisa asay v'yesay. That's what we say, esay is doichi loisa asay, only one loisa asay by itself. The mitzvah asay of tzitzis is doichi the lav of klayim. But only because there's only a loisa asay there. But when the esay has to go against another asay, then we say, no, the esay can't be doichi the esay. What is going to terrorists here is the pshat is that when the loisa say has an essay with it, it's a stronger loisa say. So such a loisa say like malacha on Yom Tov, you can't be doicha, essay can't be doicha. But the other svar is no. We always say one essay can't weigh out another essay. But they always say, Mayum Hayesa Mayay essay. Who says this essay is better than that essay? If you have a Lois essay and an essay, we say the mitzvah essay is more stronger than the mitzvah Lois essay. When you have an essay connected to another essay, then you can't be Deicha. So I call upon him, Yomtif has the mitzvah essay to it. You have to rest on Yomtif. So therefore you have no right to do the mitzvah Kis Yadam and be over the Yisra essay of Shvisa. So back to the Kasha, if we're afraid maybe you make a Ketisha, it should be also even on a Vaday. Papa says like Elomar Rava. Rava says like this. Eifer Kira. That the question was, we have the Chura Ashes in the oven that's Mukhin prepared from before Yomtiv. So if so, why can't we use these ashes to cover up the Kri or Suffolk Mitzvah Kisadam? I tell you, Dai Tel of Adai. The Svar is a person only has in mind at the beginning of Yomtiv to use it for 100% of Adai purpose. The Ein Dai Tel of Suffolk. But you did not have in mind to use it on a doubtful use. That's the svara. So therefore, true, you had in mind to use these ashes, but only for a vade purpose. So if it's a chaya or a chicken, that is a vade mitzvah say of kisyadam, then it's not muksi, you're allowed to use it. But when it's only a kvi, a suffix, if there's a mitzvah or not, then this oy efer is muksa. It was not, you didn't have a das to use it for a doubtful use. But yaz the rov l'tam, rov goes according to his own svara. The yomar rov said, Hichnis offer. Let's say somebody brought in dirt into his house before Shabbos and before Yom Tov, and he brought it for the purpose of lechatas boitzoya. He knows he has kids in the house, could be didn't have diapers then, and the kids make all in the house, so he wanted to use it to cover up the tzoya. That's why he brought the dirt into the house. He had in mind to use it to cover up the dirt. Is mutter lechatas boitzoya tzipur. You are allowed to use this dirt also to cover up a dan tzipur. Like if you know before Yom Tov you're going to shech the chicken on Yom Tov, so the Chura Tzavad by use. So you're allowed to use this dirt you brought in to use to cover up the dam also. What about dam tzipur? Let's say you brought this dirt in only at the beginning because you had in mind you want to make a shrita tomorrow with the chicken. And you know you'd have to have earth dirt to make the mitzvah kisli. So that's why you brought this dirt into the house before Yom Tov. You brought it in with intentions to use to cover up the dam of a shrita. Then we say, well, it says, also lachatas b'tzoya. You're not allowed to use it to cover up dirt or shmutz that comes out of the kids. And the reason is because it's only a suffix if there'll be shmutz. You don't know there'll be vadei tzoy on the floor. Fish flame with a shchita, you know 100% you have in mind to shech the chicken tomorrow. So you brought this dirt in on Erev Yom Tov to use to cover up the blood. That's like a vadei use. Do you know 100% you can have that use? Mashenke to be used to cover up the shmutz, it's not 100% there'll be shmutz on the floor. Maybe the kid won't dirty up the floor. Maybe there won't be any tzoya there. So you see, this is Rav Svara, that if you bring something in for a vade purpose, you only had intentions to use it for a vade purpose and not for a suffix purpose. Now, abloi yamin, abloi say, afilu hechnes eifel achazel boi dan tzipa. No, even in the case that you brought the dirt in intentions to use it to cover up the blood of a shchita, so that's for a vade use. Still, mutal achazel boi tzoya. You are well, still allowed to cover up the tzoya. So, Pasha, he says, that's also called the vada use. That's not called the doubtful use. Like it's very shchich, it happens often, there should be tzoya there, that's also called the useful. Something to be used for. I'm with my Rav, and my Rav said like this. Pligi bo Rav Yosef Achoma Rabbi Zerit. So my Chloik is Rav Yosef Achoma and Rav Zerit. The Yamala, some say, Rav Brei the Rav Yosef Achoma for Rabbi Zerit. That Chamod Chadama once says, Kvi, if you have a suffix animal, whether it's a chai or a behema, if there's a mitzvah kisya or not, hareyu kitsoya. It has the same halacha, we have the dirt, if you're allowed to use the dirt to cover up the shmutz that comes out of the body. The Chadama once says, no, Kvi ain't a kitsoya. Kvi is even worse. Kvi, since it's doubtful altogether, if there's a mitzvah kisya, that's not called a purpose at all. Marshenkin soya, since it's very shchit, you'll find schmutz in the house, and you want to use it for that, that's more korv levadai. So Gemara says, this time the Rav, it's a raya, that Rav is the one, who the Yom, he's the one that says, kvi harei ukasoya. Yes, a kvi, this doubt for you to cover up the blood of a kvi, is the same malacha like soya, covering up soya. The Yom Rav, a Rav said, hech nis offer, lechasa is boit soya, if a person brought dirt into a south mare of Yomtif, with intention to use his dirt to cover up tzoya, shmutz to the point of the house on Yom Tov, mut lechatz boy dam tzipur. then it's muchin, even for the suffix of otsoya. So for sure you're allowed to use it to cover up the blood of a chicken that you know, like before Yontif, 100% you're going to shaft the chicken tomorrow. Mashenkein, dam tzipor, let's say you brought the dirt in before Yontif, because you knew you want to shech the chicken tomorrow. So you want to use this dirt now to cover up the dam of the chicken. The locker is also lechasis by soya. You're not allowed to use this often now to cover up soya. So it's dying. So you see, Rav is the one that says that soya is called a suffix use. Just like a kvi, for sure, is called a suffix use. Because you don't know, kvi is a suffix if there's a mitzvah kisya or not. So to cover the blood of the kvi, for sure, is a suffix use. Rav says that the cover up soya is also called a suffix use. So Rav is the one that says soya is a doubtful use. It's not 100% that would beat soya in the house. So if you brought the dirt in to be used to cover up the blood of a chicken, you're not allowed to use that dirt to cover up the shmutz, because it's doubtful if it will come out on Yom Tov or not, if it would have to be used or not. But Rami Brei de Rav Yeba Omar, Kfi, Hainu Taimud L'Nechassinon, he says a new reason. Maybe we're talking about not Taka true, you had dirt brought into the house before Yom Tov. And we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if you brought the dirt in to be used, it's not muksa, you could use it for any purpose you want. There's such a case like that. You could have dirt in your house that's usable for any purpose. Then the question is, why does the Braisa say, if you have a kfi on Yom Tov, you can't make the shchita, because you're not allowed to make the kisya dam? Why not? Take this dirt that you have in your house, you're allowed to use it for anything, and cover up the blood. What's wrong? You're not doing any aveira. The shchita you're allowed to do. The blood is on the floor. It's only a question of taking the dirt and throwing it on. There's no issur. Why not? That was the original kasha. So he has another terrace now. Rami Bred Rav Yehuda Omar. Kfi, you know why you can't make the shchita and the kisa and the kfi and yomtiv? Hainu time at lemech hasinon gzeirim mishumatar v'schalboi. We're afraid that if people are going to see you make the kisa dam on yomtiv, people are going to say this animal is a vaday chaya. That's why they're making the mitzvah kisya dam. And you know what the difference is? On an animal like a cow, the chela of the fat, it's also teeth. There's trefa of fat in the behemoth. Ma'ashenken in a chaya, there's no trefa of chela. Chela doesn't apply to a chaya. A chaya, you're allowed to eat any fat you want. A chicken, you can eat any fat you want. There's no with the chela on a chicken or on a chaya. So Mela were afraid if they're going to see you make the mitzvah kisya dam on yomtiv. On this kvi, they're going to say for sure it's a chaya, and there's no isachelev. All the fat you will not eat, and it's not true. Since it's a doubtful, maybe it's a behema. On the tzad it's a behema, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev, the fat of it. Certain fats you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, the rabbanim do not want you to make a kisya dam on yomtiv. For the gemara, if that's the svari hochi, afilu b'chel nami. Even on the weekday, then you should not make a kisya dam on it. Even in all the weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the same thing. If someone is going to see you shech this kvi and make a kisya dam, they're going to think for sure it's a chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chelev. So Gemara says no. V'chel amri l'naka chatzeri hu tzarech. People say if you make a kisya in the middle of the weekday, they'll say, you know why this person is throwing the dirt over the blood? Not to do the mitzvah kisya, but to clean his chatzer. He doesn't like to have a dirty chatzer. He doesn't want to have a backyard that has blood in it. Fred Gemara, av shochet b'yashpa ma'ikel meima. What's going to be then if somebody shechs in a junkyard? So there, l'chura, nobody cares if it's junk. It's junk there anyway. So more dirt don't make anything wrong. So what's going to be in a case that you shech this kvi in a junkyard, there even on a Monday and a Tuesday, how do we let you make a kisya dam? There people see for sure the reason why you're covering up the blood, because you hold it to chaya, so people come to eat the chaleb then. If somebody comes to ask you a question, I have a kvi. I want to know when I make the shchita, am I allowed to make the kisya dam or not? What do you tell them? Like, how can we tell them, yes, there's a mitzvah kisya dam, they'll right away say that it's chelev is mutter then. So it must be like this, Ela b'chol like this, Inami nistafka, Amulei rabbon and ziltorach. People won't come to make this mistake. Because in the middle of the weekday, if you shech the kvi, now people know a kvi is a kvi. Like they know it's not a cow. A cow everybody knows is a behemoth. A kvi is doubtful if it's a chai. It's not a deer either. Like, you know for sure it's not 100% chaya. So people know what kvi is a suffix. So like this. If people will see you covering it up in the middle of the weekday, they'll say, you know why you're covering it up? Because the Rabbanan said, min ha-suffix, it's a doubtful if there's a mitzvah or not. So min ha-suffix, the Rabbanan said, in the weekdays, zil torach, go and bother yourself to chasei and cover up the blood. Mashenkin, the question is the yomtiv, though, on the yomtiv we'll have a question. They'll say, im safka, if it's only a safik, if this animal has a mitzvah kisi or not, mi yamrle rabbonin zotarach v'chasei, would rabbonin tell you even on yomtiv to go and cover up the blood? That's why people will make a mistake. So on yomtiv we tell you, you can't cover up this blood. Even if you have dirt that's prepared before yomtiv, it's not mukza. But we're afraid if you come and matriach yourself, bother yourself, to cover up the dam on yomtiv, people say for sure it's a chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chaylet. Now that's wrong. Mashenka, on the weekday, there people won't come to learn. In the weekday, people will know that the Rabbanan said, even though it's only a suffix, if it's a chaya, go bother yourself and cover it up. Now Tanya Abzera, Tanya Abzera, like Fibu Bad Omra, La Fibu Shachet Vein Lachay V'yoyt, you know what? Cover up on Yom Tov either. All right, we'll stop here. Go over this again tomorrow. This tomorrow. You're holding that chesem base. Yeah, again, farther on from the bottom. Tony Reb Zeru says, like kvi bovad omru, not only are kvi, that's the suffix animal, if it's an animal, whether it's a behemoth or a chaya, that if you shechted on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be able to do the mitzvah kisi adam, you can't cover up the dam on Yom Tov, elo afilo shochat behem achaya, v'yoyf. Even if you shechted a behema, achaya, v'yoyf. You shechted all these three. A behema, its blood, does not have to have kisi. You shechted a chaya and a knife that does have. V'nis arvu domim zebze, and all the three bloods mixed up together. You have now the blood of the chaya, of the oif, and the behema together. The halacha is also l'chayis of Yom Tov. Today on Yom Tov, again, you're not allowed to make the mitzvah kisi adam. Because there's a suffix, one of the three bloods is blood of a behemoth, that there's no mitzvah. So you're not allowed to take the dirt to be matriach, to work, to take the dirt, to put it on top of the adam, shlel tzarech. Since it's a suffix, if you're doing the mitzvah or not, so on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it. The Torah, Tichurash says, loy mitzvah, v'afilu b'yefa akira. Even if you have dirt, or ashes that's prepared already from before Yom Tov, that's not muksa, but you're not allowed to be matriach yourself. To do something for no purpose, you shouldn't do it. That's a tremendous chiddush. Even though two of the bloods is mechuyim kisi adam, but since one is not, you can't do tircha. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bar Yosi Noi, Loisharnu, this was only learned, Ela Shein Yochol Lechsoisa B'tkirachas. Only if you can cover up all the three bloods with one shovelful. Then you have to do two shovelfuls, so you have to be afraid the second shovelful, maybe it's not touching the dam or the chaya, it's only going on the dam of the behema. Avol yochol lechseisa v'tekirachas. But if you can take just one shovelful, and with one shovelful, you'll cover up all the blood, then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to, because you're only doing one tircha, and Ramona Shach, you won't be in the kaima mitzvah, because you for sure have some blood of the chicken there, and some blood of the chaya. The only question is, there's also blood of a behema mixed in. So if you could do it all in one shot, then pshit, you're allowed to do it, because you're being mekayem the mitzvah, and there's no extra bother. You're doing all the bother just for the mitzvah. So Rav says, if that's the case, pshit, of course you're allowed to do it. Like, why not? You're doing one shovelful to be mekayem the mitzvah, kis yadam, it's muta. So Rav says, yes, ma'al to tell him, I would have thought, nigzor, dekira achas, otoshtei dekiros, let's make a gzeri, you're not allowed to even use one shovelful. Because if you start to use one shovelful, we'll be afraid that next time you use two shovelfuls. And there, the second shovelful, you have no heter to do it. Kamash v'lom, we don't make such a gzera. We say, no, right now you could do it all in one shovelful, it's only one tircha. And for sure you're doing part of the mitzvah, so loch riz, then you're allowed to take the shovelful and cover up the dam. We don't say gzera, maybe you do too. Omar Rabbah, Rabbah says a loch like this. Shochat tipa me'erav yomtif. If somebody shechted a chicken, Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, and he didn't do the kisi adam, and the blood is still there on the floor, the halacha is, ein mechas anois of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah kisi adam now on Yom Tov, for a push of the svarim, because you should have done it yesterday, like the Baran Rashi says. You should have covered it up before Yom Tov. But why are we afraid you're not going to be able to eat it today? We're going to stop you from simchas Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Leka, that's not true. Because even if you don't do the mitzvah kisi adam, you don't cover up the blood with dirt, you're still allowed to eat the chicken. In other words, once you made the shechita on the chicken is mutter. So anyway, you're allowed to eat the chicken now. There's no shalom simchas yomtiv. you just want to do the mitzvah, now we say no. Since you could have done the mitzvah yesterday, so you have no right to do it now on Yom Tov. Well, not you, the tircha, to do it on Yom Tov. What about